Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
We're back. Hey. No?
Finally.
Sing it with me.
Damn.
I need to sit this somewhere.
Ooh, wee. Are you serious? You gonna do this on the first take back?
Did y'all miss us?
Hell no.
Y'all didn't? I feel like they did.
Nah, they missed us. Y'all can cuss him out via email.
Listen, it takes two to tango, all right? It takes two to produce this beautiful child that we've provided for y'all. Best friend talk.
We provided the
Yeah, it's our baby, right? At the podcast.
I guess.
No? I got full custody, though.
Yeah, low-key he do. So if y'all want to be a guest, y'all got to holler at Beth. He hiding the login information from your girl. I can't do nothing without him.
She don't get it. Nope. Is that
the police is that the copter? Boys?
Y'all hear the helicopter?
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. We got to move out the hood. That's what happens, man. What side of the city we on? I always forget.
West.
We're on the west side. West side of 317. You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Holler at me. Shoot. Anyway.
Hey.
Yeah, we missed out for real though, man. It's gonna be a good one. This episode was 6.
Yes, sir.
Oof.
Look at us doing numbers.
First off, so we're gonna get back to it regularly. We had some life, work, scheduling, just different things. Like we said, we already lived 2 hours away. And then I was, as y'all know, I was in Atlanta for a month and then came back, started working 12-hour shifts for that. And listen, I'm busy. You know, holiday season. I got 2 boys. Beth got a boy. You know, we both got families and just busy, man. But, again, this is priority. So, we back and better than ever. And, yeah, we part of the routine again. Y'all daily or weekly routine.
Yeah, they was missing their weekly routine.
I know. I feel bad.
Got the folks all off track.
Hell yeah. We back, though. So, what you got, bestie best breasts?
We got to get into catching up.
Okay.
What's new? Why you been MIA?
Shoot, I just told you.
Hey, this best friend talk was about to be missing a person. Best friend talk was about to be short a person.
She could have held it down solo dolo. She could have been out here.
I thought about it, but I wasn't going to have nobody to piggyback on.
Yeah, that's real. You need a nigga.
I was going by myself.
You need laugh at your own jokes. Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm funny as hell.
Anyway, that's corny. They didn't cut me out.
Logging off. Yeah. Dang. What I was about to say.
Anything else new?
Not really, man. Not for real. Listen, I be chilling. Y'all know me.
For
those that do know me, y'all listen. I be chilling. I'm busy, but I be cooling. And yeah, man. Like I said, it feel good to get back to it though. We got quite a bit to discuss. Nice little something in store for the loyal listeners out there.
You missed everything. You missed Twitter getting stories.
Oh, did they? Damn.
See?
When that happened?
Oh my gosh. November 24th.
Oh, wait. Why you know the exact date is the real question?
I put it in the notes.
Oh, okay.
I put it in the notes.
I guess.
As soon as it happened, listen, I had to put it in the notes to come back to it.
November 24th. That sounds like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving time, yeah.
Mm.
Just in time for them nasty plates for people to upload.
Yeah, I don't even be on social media around that time. People post the same stuff, and it don't be that, delicious looking. It don't be that
intriguing,
that tantalizing. It's not very easy on the eyes, people. Get it together. ask a friend before you post it. Does this look good? Something.
We said that before.
Yeah.
People take heed.
Well, something. Anyway. What's new with you, though?
Man, I finally got my boo again. Jesus. That was the hardest 2 months of my life, y'all. My new whip got totaled.
Hell yeah.
No fault of mine, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even in the vehicle.
Hell no. She got the phone call. On the couch. She got the phone call about her vehicle being totaled.
That was rough. But listen, we were fully insured. It got taken care of. I'm rolling Jeep life now. So
yeah.
Yeah, I can't complain. Everything is all good. I finally found a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
I'm feeling Christmassy.
She was on the search, on the hunt.
Yeah, that mess is awful. Black Friday, y'all tore them stores up. So I couldn't find one, but yeah, we all good now. Everything all back to normal. Best came to his senses. Best came back in town. From being away.
Yeah,
he was away like Brent.
I had to make that little trip. I'm working overnight, so you know I worked last night. Got off work, slept for a few hours, got up, made the little trip down here. Y'all know what it is. You know, like I said, it's priority, so. Let's get to it.
All right, first things first.
What you got?
Want to go to our shows?
Man, listen, we love shows. Okay, what's first?
This is us.
This is, well, okay. So last episode, was This Is Us on?
No.
No, okay. Damn, okay, so we ain't talking about This Is Us at all.
No, I mean, we alluded to it. Like, we told people, like, hey, you know, this is a cold show. You got to check it out. And y'all, This Is Us did not disappoint.
At all.
It came back. What's the network?
NBC.
NBC, yes. Mm-hmm. It's on NBC. Y'all have to check it out. I'm telling you, we'll binge watch it.
Yes.
If you need my Hulu, the first three people that...
Right,
me up.
Right, me too.
I will shoot you my Hulu.
Hey, low key, we both got Hulu, so how many people can be on the Hulu account?
I don't know. Three.
Yo, you only taking three? I'll take five. And then after that, y'all got to give me a dollar or something. Shoot a dollar to my, I ain't got Cash App, but PayPal me, Zelle me, or something.
Y'all got to check This Is Us out. That show will blow your mind.
Yeah, it's a good show. I guess it's labeled a drama, mm-hmm. but... I mean, that word, like, don't get the wrong idea with that word. I mean, it's about love. Yeah. I mean, you're going to shed happy tears, sad tears. I mean, you're just going to feel good. It's a feel-good show.
Absolutely.
Definitely. The acting, the writing, oh, my God.
It's perfect.
You're going to fall in love with the characters. Mm-hmm. Like, we miss them, legit. Yeah. Like, they taking a 2 or 3 week break due to the holidays and whatnot. And we, like, going through withdrawals over here. Like, I miss Kevin. I miss Randall. Like, I know these people. Right. So, I mean, it's just a great show.
Yeah, so check that out if y'all have not. Like I said, man, you need my Hulu. Hit me up.
Yeah, me too.
For real.
Email bestfriendtalk@yahoo.com. Hit us up. You know what it is.
Next, we have not talked about Masked Singer this season.
Man.
If y'all are not familiar with Masked Singer, it's hilarious. I think it's funny.
I love it.
Because of just the stupid guesses that the celebrity panel
mm-hmm.
picks. But just a brief synopsis. These are famous people. So these are different type of celebrities, football players, Hall of Famers, basketball players, actresses, mm-hmm. talk show hosts.
Everybody.
Like anybody Models. You can think mm-hmm. of. Yeah. That's on here, and they dressed up in full body costumes, like down to gloves, so you can't even tell what, you know.
Yeah, yep. They come out on stage, they sing, and then you got the four celebrity guest panelists, and, you know, they guess.
Robin Thicke,
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls, Ken Jeong, the Asian comedian from The Hangover, and then...
What's her name?
Donnie Wahlberg's wife. I cannot think of her first name.
Dang, me either.
It's not Jessica.
I was thinking it was Jessica.
Is it Jessica?
Too.
It might be Jessica. Jessica. Cause
Wahlberg.
Because her last name is hyphenated.
Right. Because
she
Wahlberg.
Was famous prior to marrying him. So anyway, Mark Wahlberg's brother or Mark Wahlberg's sister-in-law. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Jenny. It is. No, it's Jenny.
Jenny
McCarthy Wahlberg. That's
there
what it
we
is.
Go.
Yeah. That was going to bug me. Anyway, those are the four guest panelists, and
Robin the only one that be right.
Dude. Every time.
Nicole always crying.
She fall in love with everybody. You know what kills me about this show, though? Every episode, they got a new best performance of the series. You know what I mean?
They say that.
Every time. And then every season, this is the best season. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that last show where everybody started crying.
Yeah.
I said, okay, even the black dude. What's his name?
The
goofy black dude. He got a little shaped afro. He a comedian.
Oh, from Hot Tub Time Machine?
I've never seen that shit.
Jesus.
I think that's who you're talking about. He's goofy. He's goofy as shit.
I can't think of his name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, even he was crying. I said, okay, enough is enough now.
Was it the holiday episode?
Yeah, there was the one before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a bit much. But yeah, y'all, the funniest freaking one that I've seen to date was Busta Rhymes. Y'all know how big Busta is. Busta big ass is towering over, and Nick Cannon the host. My bad, we didn't say that.
Yeah, yep.
But Nick Cannon's the host. So this big ass dragon is hovering over Nick Cannon, and they like, he performs or whatever. Now, mind you, their voices is distorted or whatever. They didn't even try to distort Busta Rhymes. Don't call it a comeback.
What the dealio? Woo!
I was like, oh my God, it's DMX.
Get your ass.
Are y'all fucking kidding me? No, it's not. DMX ain't that fucking big.
I would have been out there eating my popcorn. Busta, get your big ass off that stage.
And quit playing. Y'all, that, if you don't watch no other performance, I promise you, that one will make you laugh. Because
yeah.
That one was ridiculous.
Just to give y'all an idea, this is the third season. The first season winner was T-Pain. Which I never watched, but once I saw that it was T-Pain and I heard good things about the first season, I was like, all right, let me check it out. Second season was Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady.
Cold. Everybody thought that was Jamie Foxx.
Everybody thought it was Jamie Foxx at one point. I knew it wasn't Jamie because I know Jamie's voice. I've been watching Jamie since the Jamie Foxx show.
Listen, they always say it's Jamie. Every season.
Every season.
They think one person up there is Jamie.
Since In Living Color. So I'm like, nah, man. I know. And Jamie, he could do impressions, but still, when he sings, you know it's Jamie. So I'm like, nigga, that's not Jamie. And Jamie don't dance like that. Wayne Brady, man, I'm telling you. I grew up watching Wayne Brady, too, because I watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? I always knew that was Wayne Brady, but...
You did.
Yeah. And this is the third season, right?
Fourth.
Wait, who won the third season?
This is Candy.
Oh, yeah, Candy Burris. I forgot about that. She shouldn't have won. That's why.
Yeah, that was some
I forgot shit. About that. And then Candy Burris from, Basketball Wives or something?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, one of them hosts. Yeah.
That's not what I said. Oh.
That's not where you was going with that?
I just said one of them shows.
Oh, well, okay, same, it rhymes with that. One of them shows. Shahos. Whatever. So, yeah, she won the third season. But anyway, check it out, man. Masked Singer, that's a good show. Nice little family show. It's fun. Nick Cannon, he's pretty funny on there. Ken Jones. Check that out.
Next is our own network. So, Oprah Network shows.
Oprah Winfrey Network. OWN. Own. She got quite a few shows that you watch on there, though, right?
Yeah, Have Not.
My
ish.
Man, my family love that show. I ain't seen not one episode. My family love that show.
It's a million episodes.
Is it for real? Yes. What season are they in?
Ooh, 8.
Damn.
7 or 8.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, they in season 7 or 8. Y'all don't even know. I just watch it.
That's Tyler Perry's show, though, right?
Yeah, it's Tyler Perry's, yeah.
That man rich.
It's...
I just need a fraction of that, boy. Let me get a dollar.
Yeah, let me call something.
Right.
He can just buy me my own Walmart. I won't ask for nothing else. That's all I want.
That's real.
I just want my own Walmart. Because I'm tired of going to the one on Lafayette.
Oh, Jesus. That's so specific.
Raggedy ass Walmart on Lafayette. Y'all know. Most of y'all from here, y'all know that about that damn Lafayette. I avoided it at all costs. So I just need him to buy me my own Walmart. And I'm straight. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah.
You hear me? As long as I can just go in there and get what I need and be out, I don't need nothing else.
So, yeah, I ain't never seen it. But so Oprah has two other shows on the network. One is called Ready to Love. The other is called Put a Ring on It. Ready to Love is actually in their third season. And nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show is the host. And it's basically... I keep trying to think of a show to compare it to. It's a dating reality show, but it's for middle-aged blacks. And it's just dope. You know, the maturity's there. It's a different perspective compared to, like, the Love and Hip Hop's, you know, like, the younger crowd.
Right, right.
But it's good. I'm telling you, it's real good.
It's serial dating, basically.
Yeah, it's serial dating. Everybody in this, like, big house, and they just, everybody's getting to know each other. Everybody's mingling, and the point of the show is to connect and find love. And I think you end up with three couples at the end.
Yeah, so every, it's 10 men, 10 women to begin.
Yeah.
And every episode, one of the other goes home, or two.
Yep.
So one man, one woman. Yeah. Or
the men get together, they vote a woman off. The women get together, they vote a man off. Until you're left with three couples with three strong connections, pretty much. That's Ready to Love. That's a good show. That's Friday. These are Friday nights, right?
Yep, those are Friday night shows.
These shows are Ready to Love and Put a Ring on It is Friday nights.
So, question.
Yo.
Would you go on one of these dating shows? Would you do one of these serial dating shows?
I would. You know, I think the reason a lot of people wouldn't is, like, work. Like, they wouldn't want their coworkers to see them or their boss or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm me.
They kind of feel a way about that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's reality. You know, I mean, for the most part. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be a nice experience. Some people would be like, nah, you know, I wouldn't need that. I don't know if it's, like, a necessity thing. I think that's just an alternative, not necessarily a last resort, you know?
That's what it's called, though.
It is called The Last Resort. Damn, you're right. It's called Ready to Love The Last Resort. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I really don't view it that way. But I get it. I get it. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a fun little show.
I would do it. Would you do it?
Yeah, possibly, but I'd be a Denise.
What you mean?
Once I make a connection with somebody.
Really?
All right, come on, boo.
See, I don't know if I'd be like that. not at first. So basically what she's getting at is there's a woman on there named Denise, and like Beth said, she made an immediate connection with somebody and she ain't thinking about nobody else. But that's not the process.
She's so possessive.
That's, right. Like, that's not the point of this. Right. Not really.
Yeah, she didn't understand that at all.
You know, but she is starting to make a connection with Chris.
She said, keep it cute.
Keep it cute. Keep it, yeah, she a little.
Hey, y'all gotta watch that show, man. It's hilarious. It is. I love it. And it's, you get to see different people, how they connect, how they interact. This one chick got sent home and she acted an ass. she a whole middle-aged 30-year-old.
Right.
She's you know, 36, maybe 35. She acting an ass when she got sent home. She was like, it's okay. I got a boyfriend anyway. He
right.
To pick me up.
Right.
Like, what?
Producer stop. Like, you got a what?
Excuse me.
Stopped him in his tracks because he was following her. Hell no, when she said that.
She was like, y'all not about to embarrass me. Like, bro, you embarrassing yourself. You could have just took your L and went on home.
Bow out gracefully.
She did the most.
Yeah, she did the opposite. And then, put a ring on it.
Yeah.
You want to pop that off?
Put a freaking ring on it. Y'all, this show is started off with three couples.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the gist of it is these couples are at the point where they're going to marry each other, so put a ring on it, or they're going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
And about the problems that they face and why they have not gotten married at the point in their relationship. So one of the couples have been together for 9 years. The other couple has been together for three?
Michael and Shay known each other for 6, but I think they've been together for 2.
Okay, yeah.
They was friends at first.
And then she ghosted them. Mm-hmm. Nope, let's not forget about that.
Yep.
So, and then the third couple, it was a different couple on there, but they decided to leave the show because her father had felt like deathly ill. So she went, they went home, and then they brought in another couple. Vincent,
I don't remember her name. I know why.
Dang, me neither.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it's three couples or whatever. And then these couples, in order for them to go through the process of the show, is to date other people.
Yep. And she's a psychologist. I don't know what she is. But there's a doctor.
Dr. LaBeach.
And, man, why are you trying to drink my juice, dog? Damn, get your own.
Shut up.
Anyway. It's a doctor, and she basically counseling him through. It's a 9-week experiment where they all, like Beth said, go on different dates with different people to see if you connect with somebody else or if you know, the person at home is really meant for you. It's so interesting, though, because you get the different reactions from the different individuals on the show. So it's entertaining.
It's definitely entertaining. This last episode made me want to punch somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was ridiculous. Like, let's just get into it. So one of the couples, the one who has been together for, or known each other for 6 years, mm-hmm. been together two or something like that. First off, chick ghosted him off bat. Mm-hmm. Like, they was talking. It was going cool. She ghosted him. They end up linking back up, getting together. He has a 13-year-old son. Ain't he 13?
He's 13.
Yes. He has a 13-year-old son. Chick has no kids. And he was basically like, hey, you know, my son's about to start high school, you know, and I want him to come live with me. I want to, you know, raise him into, you know, his later years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not feeling it.
To say the least.
Yeah. I mean, and that's putting it nicely.
Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, she verbatim has said, I don't understand the love of a child or the love for a child.
The love for a child.
The love for a child. Yeah.
Detroit.
Exactly. Exactly.
First of all, this man has a 13-year-old, not a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, or whatever. Like, he had a baby on you, or you didn't know coming into the relationship that he was going to have a kid. Like, this kid came with him.
Dude.
This kid was 7 when y'all met. 6, you know?
I'm still trying to figure out how he dealt with this for so long.
Legit.
Like, that's a deal breaker. For me?
100%. And that's what I was going to ask you. So, people saying that they have a preference, quote unquote, to date people with or without kids.
Right.
Like, I get that. But what? Like.
Preach. I agree.
Like, saying, okay, I don't want to date nobody with 10 kids. That's one thing.
Right.
But, like, 0, none. I'm not going to do this. You're going to just miss out on an amazing person because they have a child.
Exactly.
Not that they have a bad relationship with their kid, or not that they mistreat their kids, or not that they have a ongoing dating in and out situation with the kid's mother or father, mm-hmm. nothing like that, but just that they have a kid, period.
Exactly.
Like, I have a daughter. Okay, see you. Thanks.
Now, what I have heard of is a person that's their preference because of the things that they've heard or witness regarding BM drama or
everybody's
BD drama.
The same,
exactly.
That's not fair.
And that's the thing. That's not fair. I agree.
Okay. I dated everybody with black hair. It was wrong for me.
No
more black hair people. Like,
so I know certain people just rather not even put themselves in that situation to even find out. I mean, like, for me, I'm blessed to not have to deal with baby mama drama. You know what I mean? So that's not always the case. Don't miss out on something good. Because that's your fear. You know what I'm saying? I really don't see the downside of dating somebody with a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe we biased because we got kids.
I guess. Mm. You know what I mean? But you've been doing this for 2 years, so you still fairly new. Like, you still remember them days pre-kid.
Right.
Like, I mean,
right.
Let me ask you this. Have you dated a dude that had kids before you had a kid?
Yep.
See? Right?
Right.
I mean, to me, especially if you one that want kids one day, you can see what type of father he is.
Mm-hmm. And going into it, it's like, okay, this is what it's like, you know, for you. This is kind of the norm.
Right.
You know, you just filling a person out. It's that, to me, I mean, it's kind of no different than some of those other things that you look for in a man.
Right. And it's a little different from my situation because I have custody. So it's not like, because, you know.
A bad father or something.
Well, that and my situation is a little different from what other women might be used to, even if they have talked to somebody who had kids. Because,
right.
again, nine times out of ten, he didn't have a kid full time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, whenever I've talked to a woman starting off, that would be like the first question. Oh, how often you see your son? Well, little do you know, my nigga right here next to me.
He said, hey.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mommy. No, never mind.
Not mommy.
Never mind.
Do not.
Never mind.
Do not start. Anywho.
Right, I was about to go in. Let me chill on the first episode back.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. You didn't have some chill.
Hey, I'm in over here. The leash is on, boo. I'm about to take this bitch off, though.
You've been pulling it together. I'm proud of you.
I'm over here shaking, scratching my arm. I need that needle.
Now,
tie me up.
You ready to act the fool?
Put the lighter under that spoon. Put that needle to your arm.
What
come
is wrong
on.
With you?
Give me my fixin'. I'm about to let loose in this bitch. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. I'm a tear.
Right, here we go. Soon as I gave you props, here you go.
I missed y'all, man.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I let it fly, boy. I'm a chill.
Okay, so listen. The point being, I would date somebody with kids. I am just not going to date a...
Uh-oh. Deadbeat dad? Or hold on. Let me guess. You was either going to say a deadbeat dad, a person with a young jock, a person with 8 kids, 9 kids. Is that what you was going to say?
No? Keep going.
Let me think. Baby mama drama. Which, that's something you got to, like, be around for a little bit before
right.
you even witness,
you can't
though.
You can just cut that off at the...
Right. First date, hey, you got drama. Y'all get... I mean, you could ask, like, hey, y'all get along.
Right.
That's true. You could ask. That could be a first date question.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Damn, I don't know. That's all I got. What was you going to say?
Listen, a deadbeat dad is a hell no.
Right.
Like, absolutely not. Or I'm going to try to talk some sense into you or something. But if you ain't going, that's an immediate.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to talk some sense into you. I'm going to try.
That's mature.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
And
I'm going to see why you feel that way.
Ooh.
I'm going to see kind of what led up to that. You know what I mean? And kind of what went wrong.
You a
real
one.
I just hope that you just not around because you just a dumbass. Because that's just
Damn.
Not going to work. But I'm going to try to feel you out. I'm going to try to see why.
I like that, best.
I'm going to try to talk.
Especially off the rip. I feel like a lot of women wouldn't do that.
I'm going to be like, what the hell is going on? When was the last time? What's going on?
Right.
You know, I'm a very curious person in general.
Okay.
I want to know what's up. I want to know why. I want to know what all went into why you did what you did.
Let me ask you this. Now that you... are a parent, do you have a preference? Now, you might still, you know, either side, but can you honestly say that it's 50-50 or you got a 60-40 going?
What you mean?
As far as dating somebody with kids or without?
I'm never dating somebody with kids again. No,
Damn. Well, answers that question.
I ain't even getting back with Fred.
Damn.
And he got my kids.
She over
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I don't date people with kids.
Sorry.
It's sure a baby. I don't care. It doesn't matter. That's beside the point.
Right. That's neither here
it's
nor
sure
there.
A baby. I don't care. No, I said what I said.
Right.
No, I'm playing. No. You know what? I don't know.
You ever thought about that?
No, I haven't. I be joking all the time. I say what I just said.
Right.
All the time in jest. But I don't think I have a preference.
You 50-50.
Yeah, as long as you ain't no young jock, because that's just too much. I told you about this dude that, listen, shout out to Mixed Emotions real quick, because I recorded with them last week, y'all, episode 82. Check it out.
Please. That was a funny episode. I was cracking
Man,
up.
Man, I love them. They're my peoples. But listen, I told them that the only people that approach me is just people who absolutely just should not have.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't meet nobody traditionally anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you meet people online or, you know, what have you, but you don't just meet people out at the store.
Mm-hmm.
But I met this man out at the store, handsome guy. I said, okay, God, I'll see you. Shout out to God.
You're right.
He like, you know, you need help putting whatever in the car or whatever. And Eli, just too friendly. He's like, hi.
Right.
I was like, oh, Lord.
Right.
He was like, oh, you know, this your son? And I'm like, yeah. He was like, oh, this your only one? I'm like, yeah, one. You know,
yeah.
Maybe done. You know,
right.
Whatever. I was like, oh, you got kids? He looked around, y'all.
Looked around?
Best he looked around. I said, oh, hell.
He's checking to make sure his baby mama wasn't watching.
Right. Best he looked around. And I said, in my mind, I was like, oh, hell.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. I said, okay.
Right.
I said, how many?
Where we going with this?
He said about 8.
About? My nigga, stop playing with me.
Sir, move your card out of my way. Excuse me.
Oh, look at the time.
Got a blast. You hear me? I said a
got
blast.
A blast.
I got a fucking jet. See you later, homie. Oh, my God.
About 8?
What does about mean?
The test is pending? My nigga, you got 8.5? What are we talking?
Right. I mean, there were so many avenues. Is somebody pregnant? Are you unsure? You got twins on the way. What is going on?
Something. Somebody missing a chromosome? Something?
Best.
Damn.
I said you'd be blessed.
Right. Keep it pushing, sir. Nice to meet you.
Come on now. Move your cart.
I gotta go. You see me. Eli, start crying. Come on. We gotta go.
Come on, baby. Get us out of here. Right. Right on.
Mommy, why mommy?
So yeah, if you got about 8 kids, don't even.
If you got about any number of kids, first off, go figure it out. Go talk to Jesus.
And don't talk to me.
And don't talk to me. Try Jesus. Don't try me.
Cause I fight.
Oh Lord.
Because legit, you're worried about the wrong person here.
Sorry. Alright, I guess.
So yeah, in that case, then yeah. But other than that, no.
No preference.
No, preference. A lot of, in that aspect.
Right. A lot of people's perspective changes once they have a kid. It does. Just because they felt like somebody without kids wouldn't understand. A lot. I see that a lot. Like mm-hmm. on posting Facebook, especially from a lot of women, a lot of young
when
moms.
When I was young, I might have thought that. Like a college age me is like, I'm not dating no man with kids. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm saying the opposite. Like a young mom. She will say, like, men don't understand that I don't have the time like that. Like, men who don't have kids don't understand that. So I don't date nobody without kids because they be trying to pressure me and they think I'm on games when really I just be busy taking care of me and mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's a young thing, too.
That's a young thing. That's a young thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's an age thing versus...
Right. That's a maturity thing, too. Absolutely. So, I mean, you learn to manage your time. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, unless you got about 8 kids, then, I mean, you...
Yeah, about 8...
You got time to
keep it moving.
Yeah, you know, prioritize.
So yeah, as long as that ain't the case, you got a little chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. So let's talk about the damn virus.
The virus.
The virus versus that didn't happen.
The vid.
That Ashanti versus Keisha Cole that everybody was waiting for.
Yeah, man.
Man, I was ready, y'all.
Ooh, baby. I was singing happy in my head. I'm so happy, baby. Hey.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Listen, I was ready. Bandana, lip gloss popping and all.
Hell yeah.
Listen, and then the virus.
When I tell y'all, I put in PTO. So I can watch, because I work Saturday nights now. I'm about to change my schedule, though, because I got to get back to my flag football.
Yeah,
Saturday
please. Nights. And here.
And recording. You know, y'all know best. She's so possessive.
You know it. You better know it.
And so, yeah, I work Saturday nights, and I put in my PTO. I only put in a few hours because I can break it up like that. I ain't got to put in a whole day. So I put in because it was supposed to start at 7. But, you know, they was divas. So I figured it was going to be late, you know, Versus is probably gonna run a couple hours, so I put it in for a few hours. Man, I got that notification on IG talking about it's been canceled. Unfortunately, someone has tested positive for COVID-19.
For the vid. Shanti got the vid.
I said, not my baby.
First of all, Shanti, when the F did you find out?
That's real.
Because you didn't just find out an hour before the shit started. The post
literally came out 2 hours before the verses started.
Legit.
Why?
Because you was already supposed to be in route there. You was already supposed to just be dressing fine and sexy and...
Yep.
Warming.
You was supposed me. You was supposed to be sipping on your tea and your lemon.
Because Keisha was ready. Keisha face beat, hair laid.
She was ready?
Yes!
Damn.
Keisha was fine.
I went on IG. I ain't even know.
Keisha was fine.
Keisha always fine.
She was like, well, it ain't me, y'all.
Ooh, you know what? That's a good question, man. I want to ask the fellas. Hey, Keisha Cole or Ashanti? Like
Ashanti.
You say Ashanti?
Yes.
Keisha Cole, best. And she got that hood in her. A lot of dudes love that.
Yeah, because
it ain't too much. She ain't got the Monica. Monica Ratch, boy. All
right, Mo, chill.
Right.
Nah, that's real. Yeah, look.
I don't know. It's close. Damn, she is bad. Ooh, she had the blue hair? Ooh, Keisha was ready, boy.
Yeah, Keisha was fine.
Damn, she stayed fine.
But yeah, Shanti, though.
She look like she smelled good, too. Damn, she smelled like.
And she like them young, clearly.
She smelled like Jesus' playroom or something.
Why does Jesus have a playroom?
Just saying, man. Oof.
Why does Jesus have a playroom, Bess? You know what? It's okay. No.
You sure?
That's all right.
Okay. Because.
That's okay. I ain't gonna do it. But anywho, if I was a man and had to pick, I'd probably take Ashanti.
You would take Ashanti? I'd take Ashanti. I don't know. I would need a minute. I'm not saying I wouldn't take Ashanti. I'm just saying I would have to ponder a little longer than that.
Would you go and size them up? Put them next to each other?
I need them side by side. I need to ask some questions.
Okay.
I have questions for both of them.
Yeah. Ashanti's a little closed. We already know what Keyshia Cole family got going on.
Yeah.
I ain't dealing with all
but,
that.
But then you got to keep in mind, like, I've seen more of Keyshia Cole because she was on Love & Hip Hop for a little bit. So mm-hmm. I've seen her in her element. Ashanti, I ain't watched no interviews. I don't know nothing about Ashanti outside of the music. You know what I'm saying?
Outside of her creeping around with Nelly all them years.
I know. They were so cute together. I was hoping they was going
to be. And they was really cute trying to say they wasn't together, though. Remember?
Yeah.
They never came out and was just like, yeah, we a couple.
Yeah, it took them a minute.
They was tearing the thing up behind the scenes.
Oof. I already know they was getting it in.
They
should have made a tape.
They probably got one.
They probably do.
Listen, speaking of, good freaking segue. Listen, you know that I just found out that Pornhub, listen, I found out from Twitter, so I'm
oh, there you go, y'all.
Pornhub just cleared like 4 million videos to try to crack down on the child pornography stuff.
Oh, for real?
Yep. And the videos that's made against people will and stuff. So they cleared out all the unverified content.
Okay.
Yep. This was like head news on Twitter. That's really? Where I get my news from. You already know.
Hey, that's where I get my news from. Legit.
But yeah, it popped up, you know, in the trending topics, and I was like, oh wow. Some people playlist is gonna be real. Real scarce.
Yeah, real short.
You know, I see what they're doing. You know, I definitely see what they're doing with that. Because a lot of that, you know, unverified content does contain stuff that ain't supposed to be there, you know.
That's real. Yeah, the verified is better anyway, though. It'd be like HD. You know? Household names.
Wait a minute.
What?
People have household porn names?
Hell yeah.
You're right. Let me not even... You know what?
If you into that.
You know what? Don't be worried about it. Don't be worried about it, sweetheart. I already know.
You know, Lexington Steel?
You will say a man's name, too.
Well, for you. I was saying it for you.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah, nah.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
Well, now she's not. Now she don't know.
You know names.
Lexington, you know Steel. Lex.
Oh, yeah, I know Lex. You're get your ass.
I know Big L.
Not the nickname for my dog. Damn, you're the only person that call him that too.
Right. That's hilarious.
Own personal nickname.
Big L.
Big L. Big Less.
That's hilarious. Nah, but yeah, that was a top trending topic. That mess was crazy.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They doing their thug this. That mess. I don't even want to get off into that, but I can never understand. Children?
Yeah, people are
the nuts. Babies? I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Seek help.
Oh, Lord. And you know what? I'll just say this and I'll be done. I've always said that obviously a lot of stuff is mental and you can't control it. You in the field, so you get it, right?
Yeah, I got a BS in psych.
She has a BS in psych and she has experience. She's worked it. She's worked the psych wards, all that. So my thing is, you can't help that sometimes. That's in the head, right? Okay. I feel like it's your obligation, your responsibility at that point to acknowledge the fact, you know what? I can't control this urge, but I have a problem. Right. I can admit that. I need to go seek help.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
See that it's a problem.
See that it's a problem. If it, you know, if I was goddamn into kids, you know, I wouldn't act upon it. I'd be like, damn, this is a problem. This is somebody's baby, like.
But a lot of times they can't decipher between that moral compass is off.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
They don't think it's wrong.
Not all the time.
No, I hear you.
You know, but a lot of times, yeah, they don't. You know, if you're talking to them people in that mindset, they don't think that it's anything wrong. That's just like a killer. You know.
But even if the majority of the people is telling you, hey, this is wrong.
Right. It's a glitch.
It's something that's not clicking.
Yeah. Something that's not connecting.
Damn. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so you can't understand it if you're not A1 studying it or in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just figure people like fucking Jared from Subway. Like, oh, sure. Clearly he was fine.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know how sane he was. Because anybody who's looking at kids like that, something's wrong. Fucking but me. He was functioning.
Yeah, he was functioning.
He was on commercials. He was, you know, everybody know Jared from Subway. And come to find out, he was looking at child porn, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I think it was even his own kids was mixed up.
That's what I'm
too.
Saying. Like,
my
dog.
My thing is, Bess, I was wondering about the wife.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You doing all this and your wife, like, unbeknownst to her?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm nosy because I be all through shit.
I don't know. My whole thing is he was functioning enough to where he could have sought help.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
He just didn't even...
Yeah, like
he
just
didn't even care.
Like, dog.
And then some people just don't think they're gonna get caught, and that's even worse.
It's wrong though, man.
Whew, that's a whole
other
battle.
Yeah, whatever.
Whew. Yeah, I could imagine. Seek help. Seek help.
Yeah, because I'll fuck somebody up. What else we got?
Man, we missed so much, Bess. Let's that's go into the freaking Apple updates and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, the newer one.
So, Apple is supposed to release two new AirPods, basically, and they're going to discontinue the complimentary wire headphones with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you just got to buy one AirPod or the other.
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, they're not going to give out complimentary earphones no more.
Oh, earphones. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, no complimentary headphones no more. And then a piece of the charger ain't going to be in the box no more. So you just going to give me a cord. It ain't going to be the adapter that you plug up to the wall.
So Apple getting cheap.
Exactly. Like, y'all making all this fucking money. And you mean to tell me at one point, you know, next time we look up, it's going to be 2025 and the fucking battery going to be so
right.
separate.
Right.
Y'all got to buy the screw set. Like, what the hell is going on, Apple?
You get the back, you got to buy the screen.
LCD so separate. Like, what is going on?
Damn.
And then they just came out with them fucking $500 headphones. You seen that?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, the DJs.
Yeah.
Them mugs look nice, though.
Best.
They $500?
$569.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, woo my ass.
Man, them bitches, it better sound like I'm in the studio.
I better hear Jesus' voice clearly.
I'm coming home, my children.
Child. Exactly. I better hear that. Because what do you mean? $569.
I better get 10 blessings with them headphones.
You hear me? You gotta mark away some of my fees.
Wait, you said it's how much? Five what?
Like $569.
It better be, okay, $569 with a $469 rebate. I'm cool with that.
What would be the...
Because, you know, black people barely be...
yes, if y'all rebates. Tell somebody they got a rebate, they ain't doing that
they
shit.
They ain't doing that.
Yeah, people don't do that mail-in rebate, which I don't know why.
Missing out on all that money.
Why wouldn't you? But you know what they do? Because
it takes the extra effort. That's why they do the rebates. It take an extra step.
Legit.
Hell yeah, that's
that
the only way.
That makes it so ridiculous.
And you know what? I can't even front. I'm a technology whore. So I'd be the first one to have them low-key. But... now that I got my AirPods, so check it. So I got the Beats, the Pros. I call them DJs, the ones that go over your ears, over your head, and they wireless. So I got those, and then I got the other Beats, the other wireless where they just sit on your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the ear cuffs.
Ear cuffs. Those are my favorite. And then I got AirPods. So.
So which one you gonna give me?
Listen, I'd be the first to grab these new Apple headphones. I just anything
just
new,
slide me.
I just grab it.
That's really you.
I'm terrible with it, but it is what it is. I love technology, and I stay on it.
That's just ridiculous.
I know.
Y'all, I'm cheap. Shit. If it ain't me seeing Chris Brown in person, I ain't paying for it.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like YOLO. So why not? Can't take it with you. F it.
Nah, that is real, though. I need to be more giving.
Nah, I mean, nothing wrong with being frugal.
I spend hella money on other people, though. I don't know how much money I done spent on my child.
I mean, that's where it's supposed to go, though, so.
Legit.
Man, there ain't no guilt in that.
None.
Zero.
Oh, this Woody, $450. Here you go.
Right. Right, I have a whole hole in my shoes, but I'd be geek that my boy got some new toys.
Legit.
Yeah, man.
All right. So, moving right on. What are you listening to?
Yo.
Why they flipping the light?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm,
We done missed hella music, too.
Yeah, we have.
Real quick, shout out to Meg, because she did that on her album. I loved it.
She did. It was a good album.
It was. I loved it. they still didn't tell what happened. And they so funny. They keep going back and forth about this fucking incident.
Man, I'm over it. I don't even care at this
point. Like, fuck it. Just heal well, Meg. Right. Love you, boo.
Hope you ain't walking with a limp.
Yes.
No, I don't.
She's not.
She okay.
Take your ass. She be good.
Oh, I ain't seen her. I was being for real. That was genuine. Listen, I know my voice be... sounding sarcastic sometimes.
Oh,
but that was genuine.
Yeah, she fine. She
I like Meg.
I love Meg.
Yeah, she can take this pipe.
Sir, okay, here you go.
But she can, though.
You know what? Listen. According to Tory Lanez's dumbass tweet, she can't.
Oh, she can't?
That's what he said. He just recently tweeted that like a fucking dumbass.
You think he mean that? Or
he
you
said
think...
you doing all this twerking on IG, but you couldn't take this meat. He didn't say that verbatim, but it was a long
time. I like that. Wait. I don't know if I believe that. You think he being petty? You
he
think that's,
being
that's
petty.
True,
that
though.
Ain't true.
That's not true?
Hell no. Nah.
You know, it's a lot of girls that talk a lot of crap until you get them in the sack.
I know,
and then they be twitching and jumping and... Slow down.
Not twitching.
Wait a minute. My eyebrows are burning. Take it out.
What?
Like, all right. He was talking all that smack. Like, come on, dog.
Burning.
I got the text to prove
what?
That you was talking.
Shut up, Beth. Anywho. Whatever. Listen, bottom line is, I think the nigga lying for sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, probably.
He's lying. Little ass. Whatever. But, yeah. What's News was my favorite song, and yours too. What's New?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What's New? That's my favorite song off that album.
Yeah, she snapped.
She really did. She got nice flow. The beat go crazy. I like the hook. It's catchy. Yeah,
album that was hot.
Juicy J, man. Juicy J dropped The Hustle Continues. Now, mind you, I'm gonna be real with y'all. This is the first Juicy J album that I listened to all the way through. And that's really just because I've always liked Juicy J, but I've always liked, yeah, I like him as a feature. I like him on other stuff. I like his energy. And Juicy J, I mean, that's. I didn't really grow up listening to Juicy J like that, 3-6 Mafia, you know what I'm saying? I was a shorty then, so, and my pops, I mean, he wasn't even really around. When he wasn't really bumping Juicy J and 3-6 Mafia, so. But I appreciate, you know, all types of music. I'm eclectic, and man, so I checked it out. It's dope, all the way through. I want to say it's like... maybe 16 songs, maybe a little less, but it's nice beats. Juicy J doing Juicy J. You know what I love? I love like that, what I call arrogant raps, mm-hmm. Like an arrogant flow where, and a lot of rappers do it, just having that confidence to where it's just like, you know me, like, this is me, you know what you getting, like, this, you ain't better than me, and you know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that. Just those types of artists, and that's what Juicy J on.
Yeah, I like him as a feature. I didn't listen to the album though. I will though.
Yeah, it's nice. Like I said, through and through. It ain't really a song on there that I would skip. So, energy is though.
What else you got? You got one more.
Oh yeah, man. Woo-wee! Hey, I told y'all I'm eclectic, right? Miley Cyrus. She got a nice little album. It's called Plastic Hearts. I'm telling you, she got a nice little joint, man. Listen.
Hey, her voice is unlike.
That's my point. That's another thing. When it comes to singers, I love distinctive voices. Miley Cyrus, she got that rasp.
That little tang.
And she can sing. Like, don't sleep on her. I'm telling you, man. Like, she cold, bro. She cold.
She's just so goofy.
Yeah, but... And that's the... You know what's crazy, though? Like, I would hit that. That's what's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
I really would.
What does that have to do with
it? She's so little and, like... So, it's just like, man, she, you know, what are you hitting?
So, you like Little Women?
No, I like her. She got... It's weird because she got sex appeal, but she not...
Who?
Sexy. Is that weird? With that whole, you know how she was twerking? What award show was that?
Don't worry about it. He a little sleep deprived. Man,
no,
back,
listen.
Back.
No, you got to understand what I'm saying. You got girls who's like,
Tell me when she was twerking. Doing
listen.
That on
hold on. Check it, though. On Mixed Emotions, y'all alluded to it. Y'all was like, a girl can be sexy, but just like, but cute. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's different. That's sex appeal. And I feel like she nasty. You know what I'm saying? Let me put it that way. Like, ooh, girl, you nasty. that hoe nasty. Ooh, girl, you nasty. That girl nasty. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't.
Okay. Well, I just feel like.
You said well.
Yeah, I'm just. Okay, I'm a chill.
Please.
I just feel like Miley. You know, could probably.
No, okay. That's not even important. This is about the music.
This is
the music segment.
You right.
Of the show.
I got off on a tangent. My fault.
Far.
I got a yes. I digress. Hopefully.
You took that to hell and back.
But no, it's a I want to say it's a pop album, but it's nice if you into pop like that. She got her own sound. So check it out. Let me know what you think. One of the songs I like on there is called High. H-I-G-H. High. And then she got a song on there called Prisoners, a song called Midnight Sky.
So you like all of them?
She got some joints on there. I said I like the album.
Clearly. Yeah. Loved it.
All right. Listen, don't be hating.
Best bump that all the way to nap.
Yo, she hating, y'all, because I can go from Gucci to Miley. Like, she hating.
Who? You know I'm eclectic. I'm
Do
the
I?
Most eclectic person you know besides Do yourself. I?
Best, I don't know too many white artists you listen to like that. I ain't calling you racist. I'm just saying. I don't know too many.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I sent you the last Taylor songs I love.
Nigga, that's Taylor.
But best, I love freaking Luke Bryan. I love Hunter Hayes. I like Miley Cyrus. I do. Listen, don't do me. I do.
Name me two Hunter Hayes songs.
Want It, and I don't know the other one, but I like that too.
See, I only asked for two.
But I don't know the other one. I know who it is, and I like his voice.
I got you.
And all that.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I mean, I can barely name you two Taylor songs, but I do like it.
Shit. Listen, I can go down the album.
Number one fan.
Yo, low key, y'all be sleep on Taylor, man. T-Swizzle. Matter of fact.
Not T-Swizzle.
No, check it, though. No, listen, though. Guess who just got Songwriter of the Year? So it ain't just me. She know what she doing, y'all. And people kill me with that, oh, she sing about the same stuff. First off, if that's the case, everybody sing about the same stuff. Love, drugs, sex. Like, get the hell out of here.
So you upset?
Yes, because you got to get flowers when flowers is due, man. Stop doing that. Like, she got Songwriter of the Year for a reason. I'm
Best
telling you.
Best trying to play me, though, y'all. I love
Man, don't
Green
cut me
Day.
Off with...
I love Nickelback.
Don't cut me off with that, bull. Now she got to think about it and
I
whatnot.
Love,
get out of here.
What's that? Paramore?
Here you go.
Don't do that.
Look.
I'm eclectic. And I listen to jazz. Best don't listen to gospel. Best don't listen to jazz. Best don't listen to country.
Regularly, I don't listen to gospel. Regularly, I don't listen to jazz. I know songs. And hell no, I don't listen to country. Ain't no shame in that. Anybody who do, y'all going straight to hell. That is the devil's music.
Please don't.
Jesus.
Please don't listen to him.
Gosh, my ears bleed every time.
Listen.
No. Shut that shit up. Damn. I immediately get in a bad mood when country come on.
I am so glad you have went far with this. Whew. So, good smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
What? You ain't about to play no country.
No.
What's up?
Okay, first of all, relax.
Get out. I'm exiting. I'll be back. Let me know when you're done.
No, so that's a good What's little up? Smooth transition. So, can you date somebody that has a complete...
Hell no.
A completely different musical taste than yourself.
Hell no. Okay, let me chill. Let me reel it back in. For real, for real.
So you can't date nobody in the light country?
I can't. No. Let me not.
Mm-hmm.
If they like country, that's fine. However, it depends on how much they like it. Because I can't go to a concert with you. I can't go to the grocery store and we listen to this. Now, if you want to listen to it on your own time, then that's cool. Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? And that sounds like shallow or selfish. Because
they ain't playing it in your house.
Hell no. When I'm around. If I'm at work, do what you want. I bet not. When I pull in that driveway, I bet not hear it bumping through my windows. No, I just laugh. No, I mean, you do what you want. I can't. People, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Because I can't. It's not that I just... And I can tune anything out. But that's the thing. Country, it irritates me. You ever... What if I just sat here on this podcast and I was just like, woo, woo, woo. Like, what if I did that for 3.5 minutes? That's what I hear when country is playing. I get annoyed. Turn that shit off. So...
You ain't here yelling.
I'm sorry. I did. Oh, I'm loud?
real.
My bad. Y'all see what it does to me? Ugh. I get angry. Turn into the Hulk. You don't want to see me when I'm mad. So.
What is wrong?
Because I can't stand it. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay.
You made me tired. I'm telling y'all.
I'm not. So let's. To answer your question.
Yeah, please.
Different. Yes. You like country? Yes. However, it depends on how much you like it. If you like it so much to where I have to listen to it, no, I can't date you. Sorry.
She's gonna miss out on a nice person.
She ain't that nice if she listens to Satan's symphony.
Country is Satan's symphony. Satan's you symphony. Are wild.
That's gonna be the title of this podcast, low key.
Symphony.
I like it too. I was hoping you would. See, my bestie for a reason. I love it.
You had a line. Oh my god. Ooh, y'all see this?
You
this
a real
what I
one.
Deal with.
Ooh, you
Satan's
a real one.
Symphony.
Okay. I mean, I you best I'm trying to be fair, and you know I'm not shallow.
I'm about to make a playlist called that. I like it.
See, and you, you know I'm not shallow, man. But I can't. I can't. And I just feel like also, if you like country that much, that's kind of a lifestyle. Those people who like country like that, I mean, they dig the cowboy boots. They like hunting. They like fishing. And I don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
just
like, how much are y'all going to connect?
Exactly. What do we really have in common? I'm telling you.
So country's a lifestyle. Satan Symphony lifestyle.
It really is, from my experience. I'm not saying everybody who listens to country like cowboy hats. That's not what I'm saying. But to that extent, yeah.
So no need to ask you what's one genre you can't get into, because that would be that.
Because I can listen to anything except that.
Can you listen to folk?
Yes. Taylor got a folk album, and I love it.
Oh, here we go.
She got two now, and I love it. But even prior to that, I listened to folk a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Lumineers. I feel like they got some folk songs.
I like Lumineers.
Lumineers is a good band. They dope.
Why are you trying to tell me I ain't eclectic?
Name me two Lumineer songs. Damn, I put you on Front Street, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you always do. I don't
well,
like it.
Listen. I'm sorry.
No, and the thing
I'll name them for
is,
you. I got your back.
It sucks, though, best, because I know a lot of music.
You just don't know the titles.
I never.
I know.
And you know I be singing the wrong words.
You do, and I be correcting you, but I don't be, like, trying to put you out there. I'm like, nah, best, that's not what they say.
But I like my version better.
You always like your version better.
Should have been a producer. What can I say? They should have had me producing.
Start writing songs.
Well, listen. Let me hit up T-Swift.
Best. In your free time, I got an app where I started writing songs, low-key.
Look at you.
Legit. It's just fun to me.
Yeah, you quick on your feet, though. Witty.
I try.
Satan Symphony. I love it.
Especially when I'm, yeah, on my energy high. I be on it.
Yeah, so yeah, that's.
But you could. So you saying you could though? Could listen. You could date somebody who got a different taste of music, like completely different.
To some degree.
What about heavy metal?
You know, that's the one for me. That's,
oh, that's the one
so
for you.
For country, for you, it's heavy metal for me. Is that screaming shit?
That's the screaming shit.
Fuck no.
Did you know that Jada Pinkett had a heavy metal band?
Fuck no.
You didn't know that?
Hell no.
Jada Pinkett Smith, for a long time now.
She looked like her ass do that.
She, I want to say, was the lead singer, and she had, yeah, it's her band.
Yeah, she looks like
check
she
it.
Does that.
Ice-T got one.
That's where Willow and Jaden get that crazy
yeah.
ass shit from.
Ice-T got one. He got a whole heavy metal band. He's had one for years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Black people in that, man.
Not for me.
Hell no.
That's where you won't find me
I can't do that either, but I'll tell you what. I can do that before country.
Hell nah.
But at the same time, I probably couldn't date somebody that's into that either. Because that's that goth.
Let me strum up my guitar.
Right.
Let me stump around in my boots. Give me the hat.
And the banjo.
All of that. Because you know, listen, y'all, I am in love with I Will Wait by Mumford & Sons. And Bess hates it. My mama hates that song.
Wait, when did you ever send that to me?
It's the banjo song I used to play in the car. He was like, cut this shit off. They play banjos and shit.
Oh, I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, I'm
gonna try.
You're gonna be irritated though. It's banjos.
I probably.
So
why do you love it?
Know that I've let you hear this song before. You was like, best banjos, really?
So why do you love it?
I love everything about the song.
Okay, so pick
something. I like the banjos.
So tell me.
I like the banjos. I like the message. It's just like this person is saying, look, like no matter where you go, no matter what's good, it's a love song. I will wait for you.
So that's bluegrass?
Is that what it is?
I'm asking you. Is that bluegrass country?
I don't know.
You fake ass country fan.
Yeah, I'm not a lover of country. Don't get me wrong. They're about to get cut off.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't saying that at all. I'm not saying I'm a lover of country. I'm just saying, hey, listen, I like some country music, yes. But I'm gonna do that before you're gonna be screaming and slobbing and foaming at the mouth in my ear with heavy metal.
Absolutely. I wanna kill ya.
Like, why? What the hell?
I wanna kill ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I feel like you have a headache after every
show. Exactly. Like, what is going on? What really made you that mad?
White boys listen to that pregame. When I would play ball with them, I can hear it playing through their headphones. That I can kind of understand.
No, absolutely not.
Like, it wouldn't turn me up, but the high energy, I can see it turning somebody else up.
Why is he screaming?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-mm. You can't even hear the instruments at that point.
Exactly. We both got a headache. Now I'm irritated. I'm going to bed.
I don't even want to do this no more.
Period. Why are we doing this? This is stupid.
But real quick, we got to interrupt our podcast with a quick message and our ad. For all our Apple Podcast listeners, please rate us on Apple Podcasts. If you go to Best Friend Talk under your library, you scroll to the bottom, you can see where you can rate us. Right now, we got 5 stars. We'd really love to keep that going. Send a review. Give us a 5 stars. Pretty please.
Shout out to Juice. Hey,
Lou. Shout out to Juice, man. He left a review. You know, y'all could just please fall in line. We'd like to see him coming. A good, I want to say 34% of our listeners use Apple Podcasts. So, please, it's really simple. Just, like I said, scroll, tap, keep it pushing.
Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy, y'all.
Please. Stay tuned for the ad. All right, y'all, we back. You know, we got to get our ducats, our little cheddar cheese.
Our coins, our shillings.
support our ad. Don't be trying to fast forward. So, yeah, enough of that, y'all. But listen, I will wait. Mumford & Sons is my ish. If you can't understand
I will wait for you. That's what the hell you talking about?
That's my jam.
Best, get the hell out of here. I ain't never said I don't like that song.
Best.
I ain't never said that.
Maybe first off, that's people then.
Are you sure that's country?
I don't know what it is.
Best, that's not country.
It's just banjos.
I'm pretty sure that's alternative.
Alternative.
Best, I'm pretty sure that's alternative or really? Alternative rock. I will wait. That's not country.
For you, yeah, that's my ish. Well, I came home.
That's funny that just clicked. I don't know what it is. It's something about the way you said it that second time. I'm like, wait, I know what she's talking about. Like your side, huh?
Hey, listen.
Your side.
Yeah, because it's fogging up.
Do your side. But we in Best Luke Whip, and she trying to burn me out this bitch.
I didn't realize what I was
God
doing.
Damn.
Okay, Best, chill out.
I'm hot as hell in this hole.
That's you who came like a thief in the night without this black on.
Got my head out the window. It's 32 degrees out. 30 degrees.
Best dressed like a damn bank robber.
Hey, y'all know me. I stay blacked out, boy. Black is sexy. Black is beautiful, you know?
Okay. So listen, last things, movies.
Ooh, don't get me started.
Listen, I want to tell the people about that movie, that crazy ass movie that we all watched on Netflix called The Platform.
Oh, damn, I forgot about that.
Best, I did not. We never even like went over that, but that movie was freaking nuts.
Ooh, man, it's amazing what you would do when you don't think nobody around.
No.
That's not the one with the experiment?
No.
Oh, wait, what's The Platform?
The Platform was when they was in that prison with the...
Oh, that one! Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
That one was stupid.
I forgot. Well, as you can see, I forgot about both of them.
Yeah. That was the I don't know. That was
Yeah. I remember
The Platform, y'all. It's a crazy-ass movie on Netflix. You can check it out.
What the hell I got a pocket right here? I'm finding extra pockets on my pants. What the hell?
That's why we can't sit too long. Best just doing stuff. He like a fucking toddler.
I found an extra pocket on my pants. This is crazy. I had these pants for a month now, and I got a whole extra. I got an eighth pocket.
Are you done?
All right. I'm sorry. That's so intriguing.
You're just like a squirrel.
I know.
Oh, something shiny. Anyway, y'all, it's this movie on Netflix called The Platform. Go check it out. It's really creepy and gory. I'm not a fan. They dang near strapped me down, made me watch it. Nah, they didn't do all that.
Listen, y'all know I'm getting into the medical field. I'm in school right now. I'm becoming a surgical assistant, so it's nothing for me. Basically, it's just
I'm on the back end of the medical stuff.
It's just these people in a prison, and basically, how many floors was it?
Remember, we couldn't figure it out. It was like a thousand something floors.
I don't think it was a thousand. It's hella floors. And basically,
remember, that was on like $7.99.
No, it was not. It wasn't a thousand. I just watched it last night. Yeah, it wasn't that many.
I swear.
But anyway, you get this big buffet. It starts on the top floor, and then you get so much time to eat off of it,
a couple minutes,
and then it drops down each floor, and basically the people on the bottom get the scraps. And I guess it's random how they determine what floor you on,
right?
But you swap out every month. How long was they doing that?
Every month
you swap a different floor. So obviously if you on one of the top floors, you know, you eat well and blah, blah. And it's just once a day. So it was on some that type of stuff.
Yeah, you only had 2 minutes.
And it was gory because people was trying to escape. People was
killing each other
because they were starving. Yeah, so, I mean, it sounded pretty basic. And, I mean, it didn't have much to it, but it's a good watch. It's very interesting. So.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that movie was crazy. And the reason why I just thought about it again is because we was watching some crazy movie like it, where they was stuck in a train for 17 years or something, and the train circled the world or something.
17 years.
Right. I don't know. That's, but it just made me think of that movie, and then Clark came back and watched it, and I was like, this movie is freaking nuts.
Oh, I got another one whenever you good on this topic, or this particular movie.
But yeah, y'all go watch that. It's really gory, really disgusting. My bad. It wasn't 1,000. Here I go. Far. Yeah, estimated they're about 250 levels.
Yeah, that's what I had.
But eventually reaching level 333 where the platform stops. So yeah. It was like 300 and something.
Yeah.
Either way, way too many. Hell.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
And they ask everybody their favorite foods. They put everybody's favorite foods on the spread.
That's what it was.
Yep. And then the floors go down. And like you said, the closer to the bottom you are, you know, them people with savages, they about to tear your leg off to eat it because they've been starving for 30 days.
Basically.
So,
yep.
Yeah, that mess is nuts.
Real quick, Selena dropped on Netflix. You ain't watched it, have
so
you?
So many people are upset about that.
Upset? Why?
They was like comparing it to the movie. Which
I knew they was gonna do that.
Yes, I hate when
that's why I don't even hop online for certain stuff, man. Because I just knew people. She ain't J Lo. Get the hell out of here. J Lo ain't J Lo no more. So stop that.
Right. She trying to be a Shanti.
Like, dude. Nah, right. Like, no. She did well. And the thing is, she looked more like Selena than J Lo. If that's the case, and she had that kiddish like, you know, bubbly, demeanor. You know what I'm saying? Like, she did really well. So I watched part one of Selena the series, Selena Quintanillas. And,
Selena y los Dinos.
Selena y los Dinos. And, yeah, man, it's good. It's really good.
I started.
It's good. So like I said, it's part one. It's nine episodes. I want to say it's nine. Nine episodes in part one. And, like, the only thing I compare to the movie is, like, some of the events that happened in her life, just because I was too young, and obviously I don't know Spanish like that, so I wasn't listening to it growing up. But
how far does part one take you as far as her life?
So it takes you to her and Chris breaking up because Pops found out.
Okay.
So, and they just hired Yolanda, so it's just like, oh shit.
Right.
Damn. Yeah. Yep. So it's getting now. I'm assuming it's only gonna be two parts.
Right.
Do you know when the second one dropping? Damn. All American's supposed to be coming back. What, next month?
I cannot wait.
Is it next month?
Yeah, it's in January.
That's what I thought. Yep. Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Netflix gonna crash. So many people gonna be watching.
Exactly.
It.
Including me.
Including me, cause she's so looking good.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Oh my goodness. Oh, I can't wait for All American Comeback. And I'm definitely going to check that out. And while we were on the topic, Selena was one of the coldest biopics, though.
No, it was the
it
movie.
It was cold.
Oh, the movie was dope. Yeah, don't get me wrong. As soon as the series dropped.
You shouldn't compare.
As soon as the series dropped, I'm like, man, people are going to compare it. And the series is good. It's more in depth. It's like reading a book versus watching a movie.
Right.
You know, the movie is the movie and the series is the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really breaks it down and. It's good, man. I'm telling you. It's good.
Yeah, so I'm gonna look into it.
Yeah, go ahead and knock that out. Other than that, I ain't really been watching much. This Is Us supposed to be coming back. Did they say January?
January.
Damn.
Y'all can't wait.
They going on a nice little break.
So listen, y'all got time to watch it. I know we mentioned it before.
Hulu.
Mention it again because it's that good.
If y'all serious about it, hit us up for them Hulu accounts. We both got Hulu individually, so she can send you hers. I send you mine. She said the first three people hit her up. She'll dish it out. First five, y'all hit me up. I dish mine out. And then binge watch This Is Us. I'm telling you, it's a great show. It's actually my favorite show of all time, like ever. So.
Oh, that's bold.
Yeah.
But it is fire, though.
I
think mine is, I'm still stuck in between Pretty Little Liars, because you know best.
I was not going to talk
to nobody when that show was on. Pretty Little Liars still got, you know, a big piece of my heart, but How to Get Away with Murder?
More than This Is Us?
Yeah, This Is Us might be my third.
Damn.
This Is Us might be my third.
That's how you going to do it.
Or we can do 1/1 with this, with
How to Get Away with Murder.
Pretty Damn. Little Liars, and then This Is Us would be two.
That's how you going to do it?
Listen, I'm in love with This Is Us, but when I tell you Pretty Little Liars...
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about how to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, it's like a toss-up. It's a toss-up, Best.
Okay, I ain't never seen the episode, so I really don't know. I know how popular it is, but...
Yeah, Best fake. I keep telling him, man.
Yeah.
Viola Davis, she gave it her all,
I bet she did, but I ain't into stuff like that.
Anywho, whatever.
How you mad because I ain't into that?
The same way you...
Like, what you want me to do?
The same way you be trying to play me.
Hell no. I don't care what you like and don't like.
Don't be trying to play me.
It don't bother me, though.
Don't make me... No, never mind.
No, never mind.
Nah, but yeah, you gotta watch them shows. Hit us up. Please let us know what genre you can't get with. Clearly, Best can't get with a country. Me, I can't get with the heavy metal. So let us know what... what music you can and can't get with.
Yeah.
Let us know too about the Dating Somebody with Kids. How y'all feel about that?
You know, so I'm a movie buff, you know this.
Right.
Huge movie buff. I'm trying to think. I've actually talked to women who have told me like, oh yeah, I don't like scary movies. You don't like scary movies.
Nah.
You don't like scary movies. So, and movies is probably, I don't know if I want to say more.
It ain't.
It's not more important in my life than music.
Nah, Best.
I just don't think I don't think I talk to you about it because I can't.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can go to a movie by yourself, Best. You can enjoy a movie by yourself.
Right.
And you do want somebody to talk to it with, but definitely. It's not like a... Best, music is you.
But that's true, but music, I don't have to talk to anybody. I mean, I got you, but I ain't got to talk to my partner about music. Honestly, Best,
but
you're going to go to
concerts and stuff, but you're saying you'd rather go to movies with your partner?
Well, what I'm saying is, as far as having something to discuss, I'd rather discuss shows and movies with my partner than music, because half my partners don't listen to all the trap rap that I listen to.
Right.
They tolerate it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or they have.
So that's a bigger...
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like... Yeah, that's why I feel like... So when women have told me that, and I would still talk to them, and like I said, me and you know? Mm-hmm. And that's not like a big void in my life. That ain't never... You know, they ain't never been detrimental to our relationship.
Right.
So,
cause I know, do no damn whore.
And that's it, arguably my favorite genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I would say so.
I would say so too.
But I think we have such a big, big chunk with comedy.
Yeah.
And our sense of humor is so aligned that it might just cover that bump.
No, I ain't tripping, but I'm comparing that to your previous question with music. Cause it's like, damn, if I can get over the movie thing, then how come I can't get over the music thing?
Right.
But I really think it's just because country is that annoying to me. You know what I'm saying? Like if you love watching soap operas or you love watching old John Wayne movies, I can't get with you.
My papa loves John Wayne.
I can't do it. No, baby, you got to turn it off when I walk in. Like, come on, boo. Come on, man. Get your ass
and
up.
I still wonder how my grandma and my grandpa did it. They were married for over 30 years, y'all. And I still wonder how they did it because my grandma hated them John Wayne shows and stuff. And my grandpa, you know how loud he kept that TV. You will walk in and be like, damn, am I in the theater?
Right.
Like, yeah, I still don't know how they did that, but they did it, man. They was the coldest couple I ever knew.
Yeah, man. I'm particular. That's the thing. I ain't picky, but I'm particular.
Hell yeah, you are.
You know, I'll be talking to a woman, and at first they always say the same thing, like, damn, you know, why are you single? Like, yo, you seem like you a good catch. Like, yeah, at first. I'm a great catcher at first. And then you get to know me, like, damn, he a lot of work. I'm not, though. I like what I like.
I like what I like.
I like what I like.
Nah, that's real. Can't blame you for that, man.
I'll be chilling.
What else? Oh, you seen one more movie that we never got to catch up on, The Spell.
Oh, with Amari Hardwick and Loretta Devine. Told y'all, man, movie buff.
I know. Loretta been making these moves, man. She was in P-Valley.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she paid.
She was grandmother Ernestine.
Okay. it was Deeso. It was basically, and you know, he coming off the heels of Power, the success of that. It didn't get much promo as far as the movie go. I just randomly hopped on Fandango, saw it. You know, I was down in Atlanta by myself, lonely. So, like, you know, like Beth said, I ain't got no shame going to the movies by myself. So that's what I did. Checked it out. It was cool. Basically, it was Amari. He had a family, a wife, a daughter, a son. He's from, like, the South, like Louisiana or something, or New Orleans or something like that. And he grew up, he left, he got successful. He had to come back because his father had died or something. And, you know, it's the basic story of a guy who's from...
Misery?
No, a guy who's from the South. And that's what it came off as, like Misery.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Kathy Bates? Yeah, it came off as that. But no, it touched on that.
Okay.
But that wasn't the basis. So basically, Amari... kind of forgot where he got from, quote unquote, or forgot where he came from, quote unquote. It was kind of one of those where he was wearing suits and, oh, you're just too good for us Southerners now. Oh, you know okay. what I'm saying? So he's like, look, I'm just here to see my dad, blah, blah. He ended up flying a plane in. That's how rich he was and successful. Ended up crashing. And then these Southerners, they actually turned out that they're slaves from like back in the day, and they've been putting roots on themselves. Or they've been doing magic on themselves while sacrificing other people, such as Amari,
right.
to basically like a fountain of youth type right. situation. And that's basically what it was. Yeah. So it kind of touched on Misery because he was bedridden because he had broke his leg in the crash. And yeah. I mean, it was a scene that you would have probably been like, because he had a nail in his foot and he had to take it out because he didn't realize that it was in there. She kept it in there so he can never fully heal. He didn't realize that. Once he noticed, he had to pull it out by hand. It was a big-ass railroad nail, right? She was coming up the stairs. He didn't want to, you know, let her know that, hey, I found the nail and I'm about to be out there. So he put it back in his foot so she wouldn't know anything different. And, yeah, it was rough. I was cringing at that part. Like, God damn!
Woo! You see my face right now? I'm about to throw up.
Man, I love it, though. Worst movie you could ever see. If you don't like blood and gore, Hostel. You familiar with Hostel? Best. I'm going to watch it with you.
You please.
I'll never make you watch another movie.
I don't care.
Best. For me. No. Best. No. We are going to watch Hostel.
Listen.
You are going to lose your mind. You are going to cry. I cannot stare at the screen on Hostel. You is so cringeworthy.
You know what movie made me cringe like that? Spit on My Grave.
I heard that was rough.
That move best.
Where she came back and murked them.
Exactly.
The original one.
They raped her.
Right. The original one. From what year? I got to watch that.
I do not know, but I will never. I am scared. I'm not watching no damn Hostel.
I
watched that damn movie, and they raped this girl, and okay. she came back, and they like brutally raped
and they show
this
all of it.
Girl. And it was like five different people, and they show it. And they brutally raped her, and she came back. She escaped.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
She dove off into the river,
yeah.
and they thought she died because there was like no way she could live from taking that big plunge.
Yeah.
And she came back, and she killed all of them.
Right.
And she killed them in the worst possible freak.
Oh, I got it.
Best.
What year? Look it
up
for me.
I'm going to look it up.
I can't.
That movie,
best.
So that movie was rough.
In my notes, I got a list of movies where it's like, Hillary, you got to watch. That's about to go at the top of my list because I keep hearing that and I need to freaking knock it off my list.
Yeah, you do.
If you are a movie buff, it's certain movies that you have to watch and I feel like this is one of them.
Yeah, look at that.
2010? That's a remake, man.
Yeah. This is Hospital Your Grave or Hospital Your Grave 2, but it's a different one.
Okay, but is it the 2010 version? I Spit on Your Grave? That's the one you saw?
No, nah, I didn't see this one. It was
the
older
See, you saw the original. And that's the thing, best. They didn't show stuff like that back in the day. So that's why I was just like, God damn. Because I think the original one was either the 70s or the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. So Google the original one.
Yeah, the original one was horrible.
Because
so
the remake ain't going to be nothing. 2010, they ain't going to do all that.
So if you don't like 1978.
See? That's the one you saw?
Probably.
I'm going to check it out. And I don't really care to watch old movies like that, but I'll do it. Like I seen like Godfather. That's from the 70s. I can do that. I'll do Sound of Music. That's even older. No, Sound of Music is the 70s, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I don't think I've really seen it like that.
So, if it's a classic, I do old movies. I want to watch Gone with the Wind.
Why?
Because it's a classic.
Oh.
Like, classic.
Oh, real quick, while we catching up, did you see, and we talking about movies, did you see Jingle Jangle?
I watched it.
It was good. I liked it.
I didn't care for it. It was kind of boring.
Oh, my God.
It was dry. It was cute, but it was dry.
Cute and dry.
It was. Like, it was cool, but it's like...
combination.
Like, y'all could have did so much more. The songs were okay. Like, the words was cool, but it wasn't catchy.
I didn't think it was catchy. I thought it was really cute, though.
But it didn't keep my attention. So, I don't expect it to keep the boys' attention.
Right. They could have done a lot with it.
And that was my thing.
And you don't want to compare, you know, but the last big black musical for myself, really, like, loving was The Wiz.
A lot of black people don't even like The Wiz.
I know. It crashed.
Yeah, it's straight. Yeah. They threw a bunch of stars in there and just kind of hoped for the best.
What, in The Wiz?
Mm-hmm. All
right, here we go.
But but it's for the culture. It's one of those things where, like, you know, it ain't the best, but it's ours.
Yeah, think about how many movies, you know, crashed. Like, they wasn't feeling Friday. Initially.
Yeah, but Friday's a classic now. That's the
exactly.
difference.
The Wiz is a classic. The Wiz is a classic.
Best. Okay.
Oh, y'all.
That's not my opinion. I'm telling you, The Wiz to most people is not a clap. I just said most people don't like it. You just agree.
No, I'm saying most people don't like it, but they do agree that it's a classic. I'll give you, and while we on Friday, rest in peace to Tiny.
R.I.P. Man, that's crazy.
That was a tough blow.
Debo.
Yeah.
Man,
R.I.P. to Debo.
Okay, real quick.
I didn't know he was 62.
I didn't know that either. I know we all over the place, but we got roughly 2 more weeks. You think 2020 gonna take anybody else?
Why would you just throw that question out
there? Nigga, because listen, this is best friend talk. Are you my bestie?
Jesus.
Do we not talk about everything? I ain't say who they got next. I can't wait. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying 2020 so crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if December 31, no, I see you naming people. I'm saying December 31st at 11:59, I'd be surprised if 2020 don't take somebody just because it's been that rough of a year.
Yeah, it's been
a That's what I'm saying. God forbid, for sure.
But yes, Bess, I think that most people would agree that the Wiz is a classic.
I mean...
It might not be a classic in your
No. That's the thing. I'm not saying it's not a classic to me. I think by popular demand, popular consensus, yeah. You got the heat on hell in here. I would say most people would be like, take it or leave it. I feel like most people would leave it. To me, that's not a classic.
Yeah, please let me know.
I would say it's a classic for our culture.
One more that unfortunately has another person that passed away. Babs. Y'all know that is my movie. Babs is like number 2 on my list. Like, it's The Wood, and then it's Babs. Or it's Babs and the, like, they right there.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Giselle Reed passed away right before Debo did.
Mm-hmm.
She had colon cancer. R.I.P. to my girl. She was in The Black Cinderella.
She was.
Andy and Whitney.
She sure was. I forgot about that.
She was on Eve. She was in How to Be a Player.
She was the sister in Def Jam's How to Be a Player.
Yep. She was in a lot of stuff.
She did her thing.
She did. That was a big blow. Do you think Babs is a classic? Because that failed, too. They hated Babs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a Black Hood classic. But Friday, and this is what I'm basing it off of. When you said Friday, everybody, every actor in that movie, including Chris Tucker, got $5,000 for that movie. Yes, the budget for that movie was $100,000. Yes, they had no idea it was going to be what it was. Everybody will say that Friday is a classic. Everybody loves Friday. So that's what I'm saying. Not everybody like Babs. Not everybody like The Wiz. That's what I mean. To me and you, yes, it's classics. Right. To the culture, yes. Babs is a classic hood movie. But as far as people's opinion, so maybe I should word it that way.
Right.
Then it was not a classic in from that perspective.
Yeah.
You know.
A movie that people love.
That, yeah, exactly. So, yes. Yes, to answer your question. I think it's a classic for us.
Yeah, it's a lot of movies that like that, too. Like The Wood. That is my ish.
And that's the thing. A lot of people either didn't see The Wood or they saw it once and it was like, oh, yeah. But The Wood, like,
we know that. Like, The Brothers? And I'm like, hell no. Nah.
And we know that movie by heart. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's a classic to us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's debatable for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What
we got upcoming? Hit us up. Let the emails flow again. Ty, Bianca, Marcus.
Marcus. Yeah,
those are faithful emailers.
I know, we got the trio. Yeah, we need some more emails, people. I like conversing with y'all, going back and forth, getting y'all opinions, giving us stuff to feed off of. That's really where we get a lot of our topics from. Well, Beth brainstorm a lot of these. And I'll just be going off the cuff based on what she got. I come up with a few things if it's something I really want to talk about. But either way, I just shoot it to her and she makes it bloom. So
and you just run off with it.
And I just, yeah, that's it.
You just run off.
That's it, man.
But we missed y'all, man, for real. This feels so refreshing.
Yeah. So we
month is way too long.
So we're gonna drop this. Today is Tuesday. So we're gonna drop this on a Wednesday
hump
morning.
Hump day?
Hump day, hump day. We humping?
On the day.
You getting something tomorrow? That's a genuine question. Are you getting some tomorrow?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
My guess is as good as yours.
Right. Anywho.
But yeah, man.
You might push this car to the limit. You never know. Anywho.
Damn, you gonna christen a new whip? Best. So she told y'all she got a new whip. Let me tell y'all what she got. What's the plate number in this bitch?
No.
She got.
No.
She got 2021.
That is not important. All
right. She got a new joint, though. Like, brand spanking new. Like, ahead of its time new. I'll just leave it at that there.
Listen, y'all just need to know God is real. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
God looked out for real. Because this, like I said, 2020 ain't been kind to nobody. Nobody. And it was rough. I went without a car for 2 months after that recent accident that I wasn't even in.
2 months, man, that's a jail term, dude. That probably felt like 2 years.
I was just sitting in the house. Legit. That mess was terrible.
2 months. Jesus.
2 long months. So catch me in these streets.
I swear it didn't feel like that. Ooh, so I can only imagine what it felt like for you.
Mm-hmm. It's been 2 months, literally, to the date.
Because I sure was out here rolling. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's business.
You was gone.
I was out there, ho.
Yeah, it's been real. Hit us up.
Yeah. So we gonna get back to our routine. So we probably, yeah, we're gonna end up dropping again next week. And we're just gonna be back at it. Back at it like a crack at it.
Yeah, we might switch our drop date. Instead of Sundays, it might be Wednesdays.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, it might be Wednesdays or Thursdays due to best work schedule till you change it.
Well, hell, I'm off both those days, so
exactly,
either way.
See, so that might work better. So we'll see what happens, but we'll catch y'all sooner rather than later.
For shorty, brody. Wait, we got all the plugs, right? Hit me up, Snapchat, Zaddy_KLZ, ZADDY_KELZ. Best Friend Talk on Facebook. I'm guessing we're going to get a Best Friend Talk IG page.
We are going to get that in the works.
Best said we need to do that because we're trying to get our numbers up. We're doing pretty well. We're doing really well, actually, especially for this only been the 6th episode. But we're trying to keep that ball rolling, keep that momentum going.
Yeah, tell a friend. If you are trying to be a guest, please hit us up. Best wants some more estrogen in here.
I'm sick of talking to this chicken head next. Ooh, you right. Ooh.
That was me hitting him, by the way, if y'all heard that.
She's so strong and quick. I just told somebody that, too. I'm like, Bess is quick as shit.
Hey, y'all don't understand. Hey, he might be bad, because I catch him quick.
Bruh. He gonna get quick, too. He gonna get used to it. He'll be like, ooh, you gotta be quicker than that. He gonna ride. She gonna start dodging and weaving your hits, boy. But nah, man, so we gonna end up doing the IG page, getting that popped in. Hit us up on Facebook.
Who was on the guest?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, man. Yeah, just another personality, just another perspective. We look forward to all of that. We very welcome it. y'all see what we be doing. We just be chilling, kicking it. We like conversing about different stuff, talking to different people. Again, everybody got their own background, own upbringing, experience. So yeah, we like hearing all of that.
Right, and this is just our normal conversation that you eavesdropping on.
I swear, like, this is what we talk about when we not recording. And a lot of times, Beth say it all the time, like, damn, we should be recording right now. We legit would need a TV crew following us around then, because this is what we do every time we together all day.
That's it. That's all.
Y'all just a fly on the wall. Appreciate you.
Always. Until next time. See ya.
Peace.